Hello, I'm Brooke Hildebrand Clubs, Director of Health Communication at Southeast Missouri State University and host of KRCU's weekly program, To Your Health. Today on Going Public, we are going to be talking to Dr. Alan Barnett, who is a neonatologist at St. Francis Medical Center, and Morgan Nesselrod, who is the project coordinator for the First Birthday Project, about an ongoing project to reduce infant mortality in Southeast Missouri. Dr. Barnett and Morgan, welcome.
Good morning.
Thank you.
So first off, I'm going to define infant mortality for our listeners. It's determined by the number of infants who die before their first birthday. What is the infant mortality rate for our region?
In the Boot Heel of Southeast Missouri, we have about 9.4 infants that die for every 1,000 births in the region. For the state of Missouri, the rate is about a little over six deaths for every 1,000 births. So Southeast Missouri is about 50% more than the state of Missouri.
Okay, so that's one of the reasons that the Missouri Foundation for Health developed the Boot Heel Babies Initiative and the First Birthday Project to reduce this number for our infant mortality rate. How have you each worked with these programs?
You know, I think working with these programs was pretty much from, you know, the basis, from figuring out how we could implement this type of project in Southeast Missouri. So it really started on the front end of actually the conception of the idea and how we could make it work. So that's one thing that both Dr. Barnett and myself have been very crucial, I guess, in that aspect. But, you know, another thing is really engaging with the communities down there. You know, we don't have a lot of locations in some of those counties. So really building the relationships between the First Birthday Project and, you know, any type of resource center down in the Boot Heel has been crucial, as well as the health departments and also the hospitals, the delivering hospitals.
Well, the Missouri Foundation for Health started a 10-year initiative and gave substantial funding to the 6 Boot Heel County region and the city of St. Louis, since a third of the infant deaths in Missouri occur in those two regions, the city of St. Louis and the 6 counties of the Boot Heel. So they targeted those regions, and as part of Boot Heel Babies and Families, we first tried to identify the problem and figure out what the keys to that problem were. So people went door to door and asked the community, asked healthcare providers, interviewed them and surveyed them to figure out why these infants were dying. And while they identified quite a number of reasons, they identified 3 to focus on, which were related to obstetrical care and prenatal care, safe sleep, and substance abuse. And among those 3, they identified safe sleep as the primary one to focus on. And that took a few years.
Okay. Right. So based on what I've read, 50% of our infant mortality rate comes from prematurity and birth defects, things that are, you know, happen right after the baby is born. But then the other 50%, like you said, are sleep related. And so I know that, like you said, it took a couple of years to make these realizations, but then it looks like Missouri looked to Finland and the Baby Boxinet program that was developed there to address this cause of infant mortality, which is sleep-related death. So can you tell us a little more about the characteristics of safe sleep and how the Boxinets can ensure safe sleep?
You know, I definitely think a characteristic for safe sleep is just the general keeping the safe sleep area clean. No blankets, no pretty bumpers, no toys. Those are things that, you know, media, and if you look through magazines, you know, oh, that crib looks so pretty, I want that exact same thing, and you take your baby home. Well, there's so many issues with those safe sleep areas. So the box nets really give us a very clean slate to work with, and it starts with the education of what that looks like, what safe sleep looks like. So, you know, Finland, 1930s, they started doing this, and they've actually, you know, they have one of the lowest numbers internationally. So I definitely think a replication of some type of project was our main goal, and to also push that education and inform parents and grandparents and siblings and babysitters. It's not just about the mother and father, you know, it's about educating everyone about safe sleep.
safe sleep is clearly important for infant mortality and clearly an important issue. Across the nation and across the world, the portion of infant deaths that are related to safe sleep are much lower than they are in Southeast Missouri. And that's one of the things we found out from investigating the deaths and looking closely into those that were occurring in Southeast Missouri, that we had a disproportionately high number of sleep-related deaths. So that's why we focused on this in this region.
Okay. You know, we talk about putting our baby back to sleep. Even diapers are printed with that now. And, you know, alone is one of the characteristics until their first birthday. So how did you implement the boxes in Southeast Missouri? This is something that started in 2017, the very first time we started handing out boxes. How did you implement that?
I definitely think with the relationship between the hospitals, and that was the first thing, was to get them involved and get them on board and allow them to view our vision the way that we were. So getting the hospitals involved and then reaching out to providers, you know, physicians, OBGYNs, starting to educate that population as well as the health departments. So when they were seeing women come in for WIC appointments and whatnot, they had that education piece too.
So the amount of data on the boxinets that's published is pretty sparse right now. So we went into this project when we started distributing them in the start of 2017 as a pilot project to see if we could do this and how people were going to accept it and what problems were going to exist. Although we wanted to save infant lives and we wanted to decrease infant mortality, that was not the primary focus of our box distribution. It was, can we distribute these? And can we find any safety issues before we spread this to a larger program? The Missouri Foundation for Health funded us to do that. We distributed boxes primarily through St. Francis, Missouri Delta, and Twin Rivers hospitals, and had great cooperation from the health departments of the region. We did not see any major safety issues with the almost 1,000 boxes that we distributed in the region. Additionally, we, along with the Missouri Department of Social Services, were thrilled that the infant mortality number plummeted.
Wow.
So we, in that region, we got an infant mortality rate under 3 infants per 1,000 births, which had been a number that has never been under 3 infants per 1,000 births. So we were excited about this and thought, well, we need to continue this project to see if this can be sustained or we can continue to save lives. And that would be beyond anyone's guess as to the number of lives that could be saved. The box itself, we view it as more of a vehicle to deliver the educational message of safe sleep, to have the kids sleep on their back, to sleep alone, and to sleep in this boxinet or a crib. We know that most of these kids are not using this as their primary sleep surface. Mm-hmm. We asked the mothers. We were surprised to see that most of the boxes that are distributed, that we surveyed the moms, they do use the boxes. They yeah. use it as a occasional or daytime sleep surface. Some of them use it as a primary nighttime sleep surface. Some of them are using it to go to the babysitters or go to grandma's house, and it's easy for them to transport. So it fits a gap where the kids were previously at risk.
So it sounds like this has been a tremendous breakthrough to go from an average of 9.3 per 1,000 deaths to 3 per 1,000. That's incredible. I know some of the barriers that are associated with this is just, first of all, the idea of laying your baby down to go to sleep in a box. You know, even though we talk about in the old days, people used a bureau drawer and those types of things. So it's not completely out of the ordinary, but certainly there have been some barriers. So now that we're expanding the boxinet program in this area, what's happening with that and how are you getting over any remaining barriers to this idea?
You know, I think, especially with the first project in 2017, it just happened to be so that, you know, we launched our project in January, and then just a few weeks later, we had states, entire states, implementing this similar type project of passing out the box nets. And yes, it may have looked different than ours, but all of a sudden there was this huge media push. Mm-hmm. So we had Good Morning America and the Today Show, all these people talking about baby box nets, and it all of a sudden became something that people would kind of shy away from, and oh, I don't know if I want to put my baby there, to all of a sudden it's a trend. Mm-hmm. I want a box of net. Where do I get a box? So it, you know, we had free media, we had free advertisement, which I couldn't thank them enough, but you know, and at the very beginning, you know, back in about 2016, I had received a box net, and I was actually working for Boot Hill Babies and Families during that time, and I would go to health fairs. I would go, you know, in the center of these Boot Hill small towns and talk to the people and the mothers there, and that was a huge consensus, you know, and they started telling us, you know, I would never put my baby in a box. Why would it? It looks like a banker's box. I would never do that. So really starting the conversation, it may have started that way, but we ended with what is safe sleep, you know, and educating them. Even if there are barriers, we're still able to push that education. We definitely are not seeing the barriers so much now, I think, as we did before, because, you know, people are getting used to the idea. It's been on Facebook. It's been, you know, on coverage, not just, you know, nationally, but through the Boot Hill area as well. So
we're very excited about this program. We're going to try to distribute boxinets to every mother that delivers a baby in this 12-county region. And the distribution primarily will occur at St. Francis, Southeast, Missouri Delta, and Poplar Bluff medical centers when the children are born. So this is the biggest infant project where we've had the four hospitals collaborate together and work together on, which is exciting in and of itself.
That's wonderful that everyone is coming together to work on this. So in addition to just knowing what the infant mortality rate is for our area, do you have any other ways that you're going to measure the success of the program?
We will continue to survey these mothers. I think that's where we're really gauging some in-depth conversation, even though we can't respond back. But, you know, that's where we are finding a lot of, you know, the pros and cons of these boxes. Did they work? Did they withstand? Is through that data piece, that survey.
Right. We want to know how they used it, if they used it, how they used it, and what problems they had with it.
Excellent. Well, Dr. Alan Barnett and Morgan Nesselrod, thank you so much for going public today to tell us more about the Baby Box Initiative in Southeast Missouri.
Well, thank you so much.